Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on. All right, Jim Beaver here, kicking off day number 2 of the 2016 Rally America Oregon Trail Rally, round 3 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. And we're out here at the Dells, and I got to tell you, man, wind kicking up, but sunny skies. Looked like there was rain in the forecast. It doesn't look like rain right now, so we're supposed to get rain Saturday and Sunday. Right now, clear skies on this Saturday, so great rallying conditions out here today. A lot of drivers out here starting to filter into the first park expose of the day. We're going to see if we can catch up with some of those drivers. Right now, currently leading after the 4 stages of PIR, we got Travis Pastrana with a half-second lead over his teammate David Higgins, virtually non-existent lead. David Higgins will be first out of the gate today, followed by Travis Pastrana. He'll be running sweep, so we'll see how that will affect David. Sitting in third, Brian Bouffier coming over and running Rally America in that Mitsubishi, normally owned and raced by Art Grushka. And then leading in two-wheel drive, it's the Northwest, or leading in super production is the Northwest local Jeff Seahorn. Troy Miller there in second, and then leading in two-wheel drive currently is Cameron Steely. So definitely a great battle shaping up in all classes out here, and we're going to see if we can catch up some of these drivers, get the storylines heading into today's rounds of racing. All right, we got Jeff Seahorn here, getting ready to kick off day number 2, Oregon Trail Rally. Got those, the stages of PIR under your belt. Take us through those, and what are the predictions for today?
At PIR, we just kept it fast and safe. We just went fast where we needed to, and then we kept it safe in all the slow corners, so we wouldn't make a stupid mistake and end up off in the boulders and damage the car and not be able to compete today. We're going to keep the same mentality. I really like the stages here at up in the Dells and towards Goldendale. I think they're going to be fast, and they're also very technical on spots. So we're just going to push hard and stay fast and tidy today.
Nice. Super production field. You guys, it's all, as always, one of the stacked divisions here. What's it going to take to stay up front?
Yeah, right now there's a timing error from PIR, but we actually have like an 18, maybe 19-second lead over Troy, so we're going to try and maintain that and then use that to our advantage today. 20 seconds, could make or break the rally. Troy's, we've both been set in very competitive times, so hopefully it'll be a good fight to the end and then, see if some of the other guys behind us can come up and compete. Matt Benzeski's in third right now, and he's from Spokane as well and one of my good buddies, so I hope he can come up and compete and be on the podium with us, so it should be fun.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Yep, thanks.
All right, we got Troy Miller here, just got done catching up with Jeff Seahorn, but you guys, currently going into these stages, how were things last night at PIR?
Good. They were a lot of fun. Those stages were good. There was more pavement than I expected, and that was good for me. I really enjoy the pavement, and it was interesting to see, first time driving the car on pavement, or racing it on pavement, so it was interesting to see it, how loose it was. I thought maybe it'd be more like a track car, but it was fun. We are still sliding around quite a bit, even on tarmac.
Heading into these stages, obviously big change from yesterday, PIR, we got, hill climb stages, then going into tomorrow, those really, really fast stages. What's it going to take, to make it to the front?
Commitment. Today, it's very fast today as well, and today we have a couple stages with some very big cliff drop-offs, so it's really going to be about commitment and just playing it smart, but going as fast as you can. So we don't want to lose any time on those, but you don't really want to go off there either.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Good luck out there. We'll catch up with you the first service.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Catching up here. David Higgins getting ready to kick off day number 2, Oregon Trail Rally. Got those PIR stages under your belt. You and your teammate Travis, neck and neck at this point. So it's really like starting all over again today, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's always a plan of those PIR stages. You can't win the rally on those, but you can certainly lose it if you screw up or or drop a lot of time. So the plan was always just to stay there or thereabouts and do the best job. We made a bit of a, we sort of overshot one of the, not like a junction, but a tight corner. I just completely misread it and went maybe 100 metres too wide. So that cost us a few seconds, but other than that, it's good and ready for today's real racing.
Well, and, you know, talking about that, I know, you know, today you're out front, you know, Travis is right behind you. How's that going to affect, you know, how hard you push?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be the first group of on the new stages. The first passing, the stages are unbelievably loose gravel, like real heavy, thick gravel. So we're gonna struggle for sure on the first pass. We're going to be cleaning that line away to give some grip for the others. So, you know, I fully expect to lose some time on the first passing of the stage, and then hopefully we can stay there or thereabouts and have a bit of a push this afternoon to try and get the time back again. But it's, you just never know with these things. The first stage, there's not going to be quite as much cleaning, but the next group after that are going to be very, very loose. So it's just going to be a case of just do the best we can and try and push a good pace from the start.
Well, and a little bit of a change-up, you know, this year. I know North American Rally, not a lot of times we get, you know, some tarmac stages. You know, we've got a couple of those hill climb stages later on today. How are you going to attack those?
Yeah, obviously you got to go hard. It's a beautiful stage. Although we've got time to change to gravel tyres, we haven't got time to change to sort of any suspension or anything. So it's going to be, you know, like driving a when you're on the slick tyres with a fantastic grip. The rally cars now are designed to run very, very soft, so when you get on the asphalt, it's going to be quite tricky with a lot of rolls. So it's not going to be like doing a full-on tarmac rally, but it's going to be good fun anyway.
All right, well, thanks a lot, David. Good luck out there. We'll catch up with you later.
Thank you.
All right, we got Cameron Steely here, and finishing up PIR stages last night. Looks like you guys were throwing down and having a little fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Having a blast. Actually, somehow we still ended up on top, which I'm kind of surprised, but we're having a great time. Just throwing the car sideways, putting on a good show for the fans, spun out, stalled on the start line. It's all good. It happens.
All right, so moving into today, got some serious stages, you know, kicking things off. Got some gravel stages later on. We got those tarmac hill climb stages. You know, what do we expect today?
Hopefully some fun, fast flowing stages. Everything looks like it's going to be in good order. I'm excited to try the hill climb, do a little tarmac, kind of nice to mix it up a little bit. It's normally not my best surface, but it's fun, you know. I enjoy it. Come out here, rally, do what you can.
You know, talking about those tarmac stages later on, you guys going to switch tires? You're going to stick with the gravel spec tires? How's that going to work for you guys?
Yeah, we actually brought some asphalt tires. We're going to switch the tires when we have the service because, you know, the gravel tires just aren't grippy enough, you know, and we're going to lose too much time, so it's better that we switch out the tires.
That being said, you know, what are predictions for today? You know, tight two-wheel drive race. You guys have had some great battles, you know, thus far this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know Millen has a couple issues last night, which kind of stunk, but hopefully today everything's good and we can battle it out, so I'm really excited. I think it'll be a really good battle between me and Millen today, and I know Steve's up there and looks like he puts on some pretty good times at PR as well, so hopefully, you know, all three, it'll be a three-way battle.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Cameron.
Thank you.
All right, we got Steve LaRosa here kicking off day number two, Oregon Trail Rally. And, you know, last night, PIR stages, I know, you know, you're right in there.
Yeah, we won a stage and ended up coming out of there second. You know, we had some more electrical issues last night. The guys changed a cam position sensor and a crank sensor last night. So we're hoping that addresses our little hiccup at around 4,200 RPM. But other than that, the car ran great, you know, and I was really shocked that we won that first stage because about halfway through the first stage is when it started going bad. So other than that, the car is running good, and we're happy with where we're sitting. It's just seconds, you know, and I think today is the day you push hard. I mean, we need to push, especially in our little ST. We can make up some time today, so. Everything runs good. I think we're going to do quite well. We just got to be careful on stage 9 out there. There's about a mile of it that if you go off, you're going to go off a long way. So we'll get through that first mile of that stage on stage 9 and then pick it up from there.
You're a desert guy. You're used to those stages where if you go off, you know, it's just done, right?
Yeah, I know. I told you know, my daughter says, you notice if we go off, it's on my side. And I said, well, when we get through with this, the whole driver's side is going to have a scrape on it because I didn't want to get close. It was tight doing recce in the rental truck on it. So it's going to be a challenge, but it's a mile. You know, just get through it and keep charging.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Ryan Millen here getting ready to kick off day number two. How'd everything go with the Toyota on those special stages last night at PIR?
Pretty good, except I sent it off the jump a little too far and blew a shock out.
Kind of had to gather myself up and kind of drive the car more conservatively for the rest of the, well, four stages. So we fixed it last night, so we're good to go for today and excited.
How'd recce go, you know, going into today? I know, you know, it's ton of tarmac, you know, those hill climb stages, a good mix of stuff all day long. I mean, you know, what are we looking forward to today?
Yeah, plenty of mix. It's pretty rad, you know. I consider it more high speed than anything. It's pretty open. Yeah, it's a mixture. Getting onto the pavement's kind of wild for us. We run a pretty soft setup, so, you know, and being an SUV, it rolls more, and, you know, the tires are not tarmac tires, so, you know, it's a compromise, but I think it's cool. It's all different stuff, different terrain, so it'll be fun.
I know, you know, looking at things, got a solid two-wheel drive field, you know, good grouping of, you know, three or four of you right there at the top. Going to be a good battle today.
Yeah, those Fiestas, man. There's so many of them. They're lighter than us. They got more power than us. So, you know, it's pretty nice to be up at the pointy end of the two-wheel drive field and looking forward to kind of battling it out with them. So it should be fun.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ryan. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, catching up here with Travis Pastrana, getting ready to kick off day number two. And, you know, got through those special stages there at PIR. And you and David, neck and neck, starting all over going into day two.
Half a second. Hey, rather be a half second in front than a half second behind. But, no, I mean, the real rally starts today. That was fun for sure. Some pretty technical stages, actually, yesterday. Some dust in at night, and good to get through only one big crash, I guess. So hopefully today goes well. But the faster rallies are always tough. As much as my reputation says just pin it, I'm more of a technical driver, more motocross style. So we got our work cut out for us, but we're in a good position to start it out.
Yeah. Well, and you know, looking at the hill climb stages that you've got coming at you today, I mean, you know, how are those moving to the tarmac? Obviously, you've got some experience on tarmac with GRC and other things. You know, you looking forward to those?
Definitely. You know, tarmac's good. You know, Brian and these guys are definitely some tarmac specialists. You know, David, as he's no slouch on tarmac, so looking forward to it. That's a more technical stage, so I think if anything, we should be able to hold our own pretty good there. Today's stages should be better for us, so going to try to put the pedal to the metal right off the bat and try to keep this lead.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
All right, we got Tino Fortunato here getting ready to kick off day number two. And I know I talked with you last night, said, man, you had the hairpin dial, the corner of the rally so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was really fun. We told ourselves a couple times we weren't going to pull an e-brake coming through there, but you know how that goes when you're coming down the back straight.
So looking at today, you know, some wide open stages both today and tomorrow. Got a little bit of tarmac thrown in. What do you expect?
The hill climb will be fun. Going to do pretty good on that, I think. The first couple stages are new and very exposed, so I don't plan on being a hero.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll catch up with you at the first service. Appreciate it, and, you know, good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, we're catching up here with my good friend Jen Horsey. Great to see you in the co-driver's seat. It's been a while, right?
I think it's been 6 years since Andrew or I competed in the Rally America Championship. So, yeah, it's been a few years. Been catching up with old friends. There's a couple other people who haven't been around much in the last few years, including Christian Edstrom, who it's awesome to see, who's co-driving Travis Pastrana. And we're having great fun catching up on old times.
It's like old home week here at Oregon Trail Rally, right?
Absolutely. Old home week with a lot of fast roads and some beautiful weather.
Well, definitely, you know, this is always, you know, one of the fan favorites, I think driver favorites on the calendar, you know, mix at PIR. Shoot, today we've got hill climbs at tarmac, you know, some really fast stages, some technical stuff thrown in. Definitely a good mix.
I'm really looking forward to the tarmac hill climb stages. Those look like a ton of fun. We're here in a two-wheel drive supercharged Honda Civic, and I think it's going to pull really nicely up the hill. So I'm really looking forward to those stages today.
So we're gonna see it any more Rally America events in the co-driver seat, or is this just kind of playing it by ear right now?
We're here for fun this weekend for sure, shaking some of the rust off and feeling it out. But I'm not gonna rule it out, but I don't have any plans yet.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jen.
Cheers, Jim. Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Jason Harper, man. You know, it's good seeing you out here in this car. Obviously, you know, team with Scott Putnam. This is definitely a car that knows how to, you know, knows how to win races and been around the rally track a time or two. What brings you out to Rally America?
So I am a contributing editor for Road and Track and have rallied a dozen years ago once and thought it was about the most fun I've ever had on four wheels. And so Scott Putnam, I'd met back then, he's a winning co-driver, and Lachlan is his badass, you know, driver. And so they decided that even though Lachlan and he were in the lead, they were going to let me take a seat over this year. So I get to come out today and tomorrow and play and pretend like I'm a rally driver and see what it is that you guys all do.
You feel like there's any pressure? You're just out here to have fun.
Dude, I'm out here not to wreck shit. My whole career is to take other people's stuff and bring it back nicely and get a little bit of experience. You know, what's interesting about rally, different than the rest of motorsports, is sort of that community, that idea that you don't have to be the rich guy. I love looking at all the different cars out here, all the different personalities, you know, old school, old timers who really know their way around, to sort of the young kids getting brought in by Ken Block and everything, the new blood. And it's, you know, what a great opportunity to get to play in the dirt, you know.
So how were the opening stages last night? You know how was the start of this whole thing?
Well, dude, I spent a lot of time on road courses, so I was like, oh, a road course, and then you're driving around a porta potty and around a dumpster and through little gates. So it was a real trip, man. It's like a road course on crack, you know. It was in big crowds and really fun. So, but very different. So my idea was like, let me just tiptoe around. I want to be here on Saturday. I wanted to be here this morning, you know. So, but good fun. Great to hit the jump and that kind of stuff. And see what the car's about a little bit, but pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll definitely catch up with you at the first service today.
Yeah, I hope to be there. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason. All right, we're standing here with this factory Honda Fit, Jordan Guitar here. Take us through, you know, the opening four stages there at PIR, and you know, what's the predictions for today?
Well, I think the opening stages yesterday were a little interesting. We made the gamble to run the tarmac tire, which ended up being pretty good. Most of the spots where we might have needed the gravel, we were able to go mostly straight through, so we didn't lose too much time. But we're looking forward to some of the stages today, see what we can do here. It looks dry, so it should be pretty fun.
And how about that hill climb stage? You know, how's this Honda Fit going to attack that hill, you know, tarmac hill climb?
Well, I think we're going to be just holding it to the floor most of the time. It sounds like there's some pretty tight corners, but should be okay, I think. We're going to run some tarmac tires.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll definitely catch up with you at the first service.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
And that is it here from Park Exposé. Rally car starting to head out, transit to the first stage. We got one stage and then a service. Got quite a few different services today. Total of 9 stages going to be run here on day number 2 of the Oregon Trail Rally. Long, grueling day. Don't forget, we've got 2 tarmac hill climb stages mixed in. It's definitely going to be taxing on these drivers. So we'll be coming at you with full coverage all day long here at Rally America Radio, rallyamericaradio.com for all those updates. Be sure and follow Rally America on social media accounts as well. Rally_America on Twitter, Rally America Series on Instagram, and Rally America on Facebook as well. And then rally-america.com. You can get those live timing and scoring updates. They'll be posted as we get them here at the Oregon Trail Rally. Definitely a good day of racing. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. You can also follow me at JimBeaver15 on Instagram and Twitter as well. I'll be posting updates. We will see you guys at the first service coming up here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally, round 3 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship.